Let's Go Hollywood. Modart Cream Shampoo presents the noted Hollywood commentator, George Fisher. Here is the voice of one of the people who made news this week in Hollywood.
Today, I would say probably that there are 100 to 150 active members of the Communist Party still more or less active within the industry.
That's Congressman Donald Jackson's comment on communism in the movie industry. In a few minutes, you'll hear what else the congressman has to say, plus a different view of This Week in Hollywood.
Every week at this time, Modart, the new miracle cream shampoo that undulls your hair, presents George Fisher and his excitingly different recorded Movieland report, Let's Go Hollywood. His 20 years as a Hollywood reporter give George Fisher the personal knowledge needed to bring you the true story of the movie stars at home, at work, and at play. You're always in for 15 unusual minutes when George Fisher says,
Let's Go Hollywood.
First, George Fisher looks at This Week in Hollywood.
2 weeks ago, I tipped Clark Gable's plans to file for his own divorce in Nevada. The scoop broke This Week in Hollywood, necessitating Gable's press agent to make a hurry-up trip to Lake Tahoe to organize Gable's actions for the press. Studio pressure may now cause a change of plans. The sensational new star of Call Me Madam, Russell Knipe, was rushed out of the cast of the Broadway hit by MGM to play a top role in Young Man in a Hurry with Ruth Roman and Denise Darcel. The brilliant Broadway star shows he has intelligence, as well as horn-rimmed glasses, by asking to be released from the movie. For he must know that his first movie must be a good one if he is going anywhere on the screen. Howard Hughes is going in for the full shock treatment for Jane Russell. He's putting an antique gilt-edged frame around a neon-lighted 45-foot painting of Jane in a pose destined to raise your eyebrows at a prominent Hollywood intersection. Tourists, please note. A constantly recurring rumor in Hollywood broke into the open this week, the rumor that Pat Wymore and Errol Flynn were having domestic troubles. One story was that Mrs. Flynn would be going to Las Vegas on a personal appearance tour, and that while there, she'd sue Errol for divorce. So following the policy of always going to the person involved, I telephoned Pat at home to get the first-hand story. I asked her about leaving for Nevada, and this is Pat's reply.
Well, it's true I was contemplating going to Las Vegas to do a personal appearance, but I find I have a picture to do, so that I won't be able to go now.
Well, perhaps then that squashes the stories that you were thinking of divorcing Errol while you were going up there.
So that's Pat Wymore's, Mrs. Errol Flynn's, first-hand debunking of divorce rumors in the Errol Flynn family. Now, Pat, don't cross me up by changing your mind this week in Hollywood.
George, before we have news of the Hollywood Red Probe, I'd like to say a few words about some simple facts.
Go right ahead, Don.
Well, the facts are these, girls. The brighter the color of your hair, the more your hair excites men. For example, distinguished stage and screen star John Loder says that ash blondes have a provocative sparkle. So, to be smart, whatever its color, undull your hair right now. Yes, undull your hair with a new miracle color-revealing cream shampoo called Modart. M-O-D-A-R-T. Modart makes hair color up to 35% brighter. Modart makes hair up to 35% more brilliant. And Modart makes hair softer, easier to set, easier to curl. Modart removes hair-dulling film utterly without harmful acid or alkali or wax of any kind whatever. And Modart works wonders in hardest waters, too. And no special rinse is needed. Modart does it all. So remember these facts. To make your hair more exciting to men, get Modart Cream Shampoo and undull your hair right now. You'll be glad you did. And now, once again, George Fisher says,
Let's Go Hollywood. The biggest story this week in Hollywood is one which doesn't really start until tomorrow. That's the Movie Town continuation of the House Un-American Activities Committee probe into communist activity in the movie industry. Several questions keep occurring in the minds of the public as well as of the movie industry. So to get a few answers, I visited Congressman Donald Jackson, who is a member of the subcommittee carrying on the probe which begins tomorrow. Talking in his Santa Monica office, the first question I asked Congressman Jackson was, do you think a second chance should be granted cooperative witnesses such as Larry Parks? And here is the congressman's reply.
Of course, Mr. Fisher, it should be remembered that the committee has no authority in law to find either innocence or guilt. It is solely an investigative arm of the National Congress. The testimony is taken from a witness, and the witness leaves the hearing room. From that point on, his testimony, as such, must stand or fall, not with the committee, not with him, but with the grand jury, so to speak, and that grand jury is the American public. And its verdict is rendered at the box office. However, I do feel that those who did cooperate set a pattern which has resulted in the taking of more testimony on the Communist Party by the present House Committee on American Activities than ever before in the past. Parks was the first to break the long and continuing silence before the committee. But the final verdict in that case is going to have to come from the people and not from the committee, which has no punitive powers.
Congressman, what is the most startling feature of the investigation thus far?
Well, the most startling feature to me, Mr. Fisher, is the genius, the organizational genius of the communists. For instance, there would be, let us say, a cell operating in the vicinity of North Hollywood, which would have 15 or 20 members. There would be another cell operating perhaps 10 or 20 blocks away, and the members of one cell would have absolutely no knowledge of the members of the other cell. They might have a vague idea that another cell was operating, but as far as the membership was concerned, it was a closed book. And it's the hope of the committee that, having learned the pattern of the entertainment infiltration, that the same pattern and the same tactics and techniques will be of assistance as we go into other fields of activity.
Congressman Jackson, how many people of Hollywood are actually members of the party?
Today, the number is very small. At the peak of communist activity during the war years and immediately following the war years, it is believed that between 400 and 500 individuals belong to the Communist Party as such, or to the Communist Political Association, which followed when the Communist International was dissolved. Today, I would say probably that there are 100 to 150 active members of the Communist Party still more or less active within the industry.
When it's all over, do you or your committee intend legislation outlawing the Communist Party in America?
Unquestionably, there will come out of the hearings on communism generally. I don't mean only in Hollywood, but I mean in defense industry, in education, in labor, recommendations looking to perhaps the outlawry of the Communist Party, which I personally advocate.
Those were Congressman Donald Jackson's comments on the Un-American Activities Committee probe of communist activity in Hollywood. You know, I'd like to make a personal comment here about Modart. What Don Baker said a few moments ago about making hair brighter is certainly important in Hollywood. On the screen, you see every color of hair that's possible. Platinum blonde, ash blonde, every variety of red, brown, and black hair. But the one thing that is important about hair is not the color. It's the live, bright look that makes for exciting beauty. I believe Modart cream shampoo is the best way to undull your hair.
That's right, George. On screen or off, Modart undulls hair better because Modart is different from soap, different from all old-style creams and liquids. And yet Modart cream shampoo is not a dye, not a tint. So be smart. Undull your hair right now with a new miracle color-revealing shampoo called Modart. M-O-D-A-R-T, Modart. And now let's go to the movies as George Fisher names his picture of the week.
My pick of the week is a winsome and in many ways beautiful love story. It's called Force of Arms, and it co-stars a romantic team that for my money is as believable as any on the screen today. William Holden and Nancy Olsen seem to me to do for today what Janet Gaynor and Charles Farrell did for an earlier generation. In this, their fourth screen teaming, Bill Holden and Nancy Olsen prove in completely modern, intelligent fashion that romance need not be either funny, self-conscious, or embarrassing on the contemporary screen. In some respects, Force of Arms recalls World War I romance, Farewell to Arms. This one is laid in the battle areas of the Italian campaign of the last war, with the war scenes excitingly interpolated. Frank Lovejoy is effective as Holden's commanding officer, but this is really a two-person movie, and the love story of Bill Holden and Nancy Olsen will provide a warm-hearted evening's entertainment for both men and women. I'm happy to select as my pick of the week, Force of Arms.
And now let's go behind the scenes in Hollywood.
The other day I visited Warner Brothers Studios where I ran into Gordon Bau, head of the makeup department. We were talking about some of the tricks Gordon used in a magnificent job on Vivian Leigh for her distinctly deglamorized role in the movie Streetcar Named Desire. Surprisingly, Gordon said it wasn't as difficult a job as it might be. He simply did many things he's been advising women not to do for years. When I asked Gordon Bau what some of these don'ts were, his reply was so interesting I thought you might like to hear it. These are the remarks of the head of Warner Brothers' makeup department, Gordon Bau.
Well, George, in my opinion, 60% of the makeups of American women are hideous. Let me give you a few of the don'ts of makeup. Do not bead your eyelashes unless you are playing a theatrical engagement. Do not apply rouge in a concentrated spot on the cheeks. Do not use eyeshadow for daytime wear. Pastel shades of eyeshadow are excellent for evening makeup, but should be used sparingly. Do not pencil the eyebrows with a solid line and in an original, horrifying design. If you find it desirable to use a powder base or skin tone foundation, don't use a shade that is lighter than your natural coloring. Don't select a lip coloring to match your dress. Use a lip coloring that is flattering to your complexion without looking bizarre. Remember, George, a good makeup is one that is never obvious as such.
Those are a few behind-the-scenes beauty tips from Gordon Bau, the man who spends his time making such persons as Virginia Mayo, Doris Day, and many others look glamorous and beautiful for their Warner Brothers movies.
George, you'll notice that people who work behind the scenes in Hollywood, whether as cameramen, makeup artists, designers, or hairdressers, they all have tips for the woman in the home.
Yes, and they all stress the importance of clean, bright, shiny hair for actresses and for the women off the screen.
And that's something to remember, girls. The brighter the color, the more your hair excites men. To make your hair up to 35% brighter, up to 35% more brilliant, use the new miracle color-revealing shampoo called Modart. M-O-D-A-R-T. And Modart makes hair softer, easier to set, easier to curl. Modart is different from soap, is not a dye, is not a tint. Modart is the miracle formula that removes hair-dulling film, and no special rinse is needed. Modart works wonder in hardest waters, too. So be smart. Get Modart Cream Shampoo right now and undull your hair. And now, George, let's go to the week's mail.
To Arlene Peterson of Council Bluffs, Iowa. The fan magazines ignore Joseph Cotton because his name doesn't rank high on the polls they take of their readers. To Yetta Minzer, Burbank, California. Gloria Swanson became a fashion designer because she had always been interested in clothes, helping to design her own sensational wardrobe in the years past. Besides, pays her good money. And that's my Hollywood report for this week.
Every week, for accurate and honest answers to your questions about Hollywood, send a postcard to George Fisher, Columbia Square, Hollywood 28. Next week, same time, same station, Modart Cream Shampoo invites you to listen as the noted Hollywood commentator George Fisher says,
"Let's go Hollywood!" Next week, I'll be back with more news of Hollywood celebrities at home, at work, and at play. I hope you'll be listening.
Let's Go Hollywood is written, produced, and recorded by George Fisher and William L. Young, Jr. And this is Don Baker speaking for Modart Cream Shampoo. And remember, Modart undulls your hair. Godan, the new scientific way to really remove dandruff flakes, destroy fungus and bacteria that often cause dandruff, safely without harmful drugs. Only at Beauty and Barbershops. G-O-D-A-N. Godan. Listen again next week for George Fisher's Let's Go Hollywood.